Hey everyone, it's Mike J. If I can find myself here, let's see here. My screen is paused. Oh, I have to hit resume. Okay. Here we go. This is class one of the Selective Dynamic Inquiry System Skills Experience. We'll fix that title. For next time, a selective dynamic inquiry system skills experience, class number one. If you're just hitting this particular page without any context, you can get context here by clicking the introduction. We have also created a page for you that we are still updating, but it's there, and we will have that link also here. So you can find it probably underneath the class title. It says class one, and then you could put a reference card link right there before previous and next, so that people can just click into that and immediately know that's what it looks right there. We need to upgrade that for usability a little bit, because there's some spaces where there don't need necessarily be spaces and stuff like that. And we need maybe to add just a couple of things to that. But that's your reference card for this particular program. We'll be focusing mostly on there. I can't promise you that I will just stick to these models because there's more than 100. At the same time, we do want to focus on these. So I'll continue to remind myself to stay with it and stay focusing. To get right into the work, the basic learning path, which you will see at the tail end of the introduction from last time, is basically we're gearing the basic work here to specific levels of hierarchical complexity. We can't tailor it completely to voltage, which I explained last time has vertical oblique development, and the lateral or horizontal path of KSEs and time. We can't gear the program directly to that, but we're trying so that when we say level nine, we mean level nine generally, not just level nine verticality. And then, of course, you don't have the KSEs yet at level nine, which is what we're trying to give you. So out of this is coming the level nine work, which is the concrete work, the concreteness of the models, the way in which you see things. And so what we have done, so to speak, in terms of how to stage this particular work after having done the intermediate to advanced work already, is coming back to basics and then saying, okay, look, the basic learning path for these three levels begin in, this is hard to do three levels at once, but beginning to see the move, in other words, to see what it is the person being helped is bringing to the table. Okay. And then upon the engagement of the helping, even with, hi, how are you? What can I help you with today? How you been? All those kind of things like that is to actually notice, not necessarily see. We're using see too much here. We should say notice what happened. Okay, that's the key thing. Now, I do realize that noticing is a higher level complex, so see is easier because it's concrete. But I think we could substitute notice what happened there. So right here, we would just put notice what happened. Again, I know that's my difference in voltage. That's seeing that and saying, oh, it would be much better if we said notice. But the whole idea is to keep it concrete. So within the five senses. So here's the example. Someone says, I don't know where to start. Now, remember, this is a selective program. So you will pick up, we will pick up in conversations and interactions that are already occurring. So you have to assume that there's stuff happening before, and you have to assume there's stuff happening after. But what we're focused on is just this tiny, tiny little opening that we're going to show you what to do when you notice that opening, and you will start to notice a lot of openings because that's what this system is designed to help you do, is to notice openings for, change, transformation, transition, all those kinds of things that are much more complex than most people really want to deal with because they just want to get the stuff done. So someone says, I don't know where to start. The common response is make a list. Have you made a list? Can you make a list? Does it bother you? That's even more complex. And S, dis, X response might be a starting place. Now, I want to tell you what I'm doing. I'm having these set up with my agents and me working together. And what I decided to do was to allow the agents to make mistakes so that during the class, I could point them out and therefore teach the agents that are working this with me to come up with better solutions, which is the whole part of the process that's running concurrently with human AI. Okay. So the agents will, based on their pre-training and the little bit of training, and I say little bit compared to what they've already been pre-trained on, they will make mistakes. But rather than go through the class ahead of time, I will let them make mistakes because they're the same mistakes that you will make too in understanding this thing, which gives me then a chance to explain why it's a mistake. So that's the philosophy here. So you're going to see me correcting things, but that's part of the learning process because the normal way that you've been pre-trained in your neural net and the AI have been pre-trained is on human stuff that's basically logical, common sense to some degree. What we're talking about is a counterintuitive system, system. So it may not just come right away to what you're doing. In fact, I've been working with this particular program for more than 3 years, and it's really been extremely frustrating to see it continue to make mistakes, but it can't not make mistakes, just like you can't not make mistakes because you've been pre-trained. You've been preordained. And then what I'm going to do is to say, okay, that's fine. That's not bad, but just let me show you what's happening, step back from it, and see if you can do something differently. Now, one of the things that I was thinking about, because all these programs have my mind space, thinking about, well, what would I remember to say? What would I should say? What notes should I make? Those kinds of things like that, is that the reason that this is so critically important is when you start to encounter this system, not learn it, encounter it, it will force you to start shifting who you are and where you are, because you will notice where you have been. And that's a very important developmental response for any helper. In other words, it's a meta system, it's a meta process. In fact, I call it even more complexly a meta paradigmatic process, because in order to do this system, you have to change too. Now, the change that you have to make are not, how would I say it? They're not dependent on you doing well in the program, but they will help start that process because you'll begin, once I tell you these things, you'll then start to notice them. It's like I told you, when's the last time you saw a yellow Volkswagen? Well, you'll walk away from hearing that and you'll see a yellow Volkswagen. Well, why did that happen? Well, because I queued up the scaffolding and support and lift you need for your subconscious to start looking for yellow Volkswagens because you saw them before, but you just never noticed that you should notice them. And see, that's the process here. That's what's going to happen. So by me going through this process, I'm actually giving you the first run through at look, beginning to look in the mirror at your own pre-trained responses. As I am with the AI agents that I'm working with, to in APC, we call this APC. It's Aggie POS Connectome, the Aware Generative Guided Inquiry. Excuse me, inquiry, personal and professional operating system as a connectome, which means it's all this is connected. We're connected to the helper. As soon as they come into our frame, we're connected to them. They're connected to us. They're receiving a lot more than just our sound and our and sight. They're receiving energy and information through the process that this is working. You have to understand that everything's entangled and all that, and I won't go into it. But in this particular case, as this makes mistakes, I will correct them. So a typical S-DISX response might be nowhere to start. In other words, you repeat back to the person concretely exactly what they said. Do not change up the words. Do not do something like, well, it sounds like you might be whatever you interpret. We don't want interpretation. We want noticing and observance, and we want them to tell us. We want the pressure, the tension, everything to stay with them. So we don't want to start conjuring, interpreting, making stuff up, hallucinating, which is the typical thing that AI does that it actually got from humans, by the way. In other words, when you don't know, don't say you don't know, make something up. That's what's in the instructions, and that's what they do. And then we call it hallucinating. Well, that's the same thing humans do. So in this particular case, a common response might be, oh, that doesn't sound great, or you might be, feeling and sort of that stuff. But actually, what we would do is we would stay close to what it was they said. I don't know where to start. Know where to start? In other words, they're not listening to you, just like you're not listening to other people until we teach you through this process to listen. In other words, this whole process is about listening differently. And so the idea would be is if you're really listening, and remember, they haven't been through a program like this, so they're not listening. So all they need is a cue from you. And you could just say, start. You could just give them any cue because they will continue to tell you what they've already thought about, which was evidenced by, I don't know where to start. They've already thought about where they would start or that what otherwise they wouldn't know. But what they do is have conflicting values and outcomes and all that sort of stuff. So what we're trying to do is get them to tell us where they are in the process. They may be just talking to you, and they may have already thought through all of this. So that's a thing that you want to begin to understand. So as we start this process, you're beginning to just listen differently. Okay. When we talk about this, let me follow the example so you can follow along rather than interjecting so much stuff. Sorry for that, but that's just hopefully I'm going to hit something that triggers some awareness here. Common responses make a list. An S-DIS-X response might be, and there should be a space there. In other words, we need to put a space there after make a list, and then have an, because it looks like make a list and S-DIS response are related. They're not. We need a space there. Okay. A common response, and then move that space out and then put this other one up. A starting place, the first, and again, that we need to separate those. We need to use more space. We don't want the space to give relationship subconsciously. Okay. A starting place is actually a mistake in our system. And the reason why that's a mistake is the way you word, way it's worded. In other words, they did not say they were looking for a starting place. We interpreted, I don't know where to start, as a starting place. So that is not a typical DISX response. That's a mistake. Now, I could say, well, that's an early response because people are at least getting the idea that they don't do well, it sounds like, or I feel what I hear you saying is all that. We don't use that active listening stuff at all because that's interpretation. It's way too early to interpret. So you don't want to put an interpretation there. I don't know where to start. It has nothing to do with a starting place. Okay. In other words, it's a problem solving move or cue where you have actually negated the fact that they're confused, overwhelmed, there's pressure, there's tension. You don't know why they haven't found out. You don't know why it's important. None of that. You don't want to go there. In other words, that's not important to go there. So the first response and the second response by our misguided example maker are both incorrect. Okay, now by talking around these mistakes, I hope you're getting the idea. You do not want to start interpreting what it is they're saying from what they said. You want them to tell you. So the easiest cue would be the second response lightly touches a signal and lets the person continue. Yeah, but it's already influenced them directly based on your interpretation of a place. They didn't mention place. So you've already led them. You don't want to take that on. You don't, as a helper, in your first clean opening, you don't want to assume anything. It's beginner's mind. You don't know anything. You don't assume anything. You just listen to what they said. And the easiest thing to do is repeat back to them something they said, or when we teach you to recognize the pattern as a part of this overall basic process, you will say something entirely different, which I'll talk to you about in a moment. But let me give you some more openings. Someone says, I don't know where to start. That's an opening. In other words, everybody else looking at their situation might know where to start, but we don't even know what I is. I don't know where to start. So, in other words, the minimalist cue, less is more, is really key here. I don't know where to start. Don't know. I don't know where to start. Where? In other words, those may sound goofy, but the thing is, you got to remember what I said. They're not listening to you anyway. All they need is a cue to move forward in most cases. Now, what happens if you give them a short cue and it doesn't land? Well, that can happen. It won't happen if it's their words, but if some of us get cute and start to do things. Choose openings for people, and they'll say something and they'll just look at you with a blank stare. Well, that's a disconnect. We know it's a disconnect because it's energy and information, the physical look, the lack of the person being connected, that's all a physical disconnect. And that disconnects the energy and information from the flow, which means that you need to back up and see what it was that you did. Notice what that pattern is. That's a disconnect. I don't know where to start. Start? In other words, you don't. There's five different things that you could say using their words that you don't need to use anything else. So, in other words, this is not rocket science. At the same time, it's counterintuitive. And that might make it feel very hard. But if you get this idea, just listen to what they say. If there's something valuable that they said, something leveraging that they said, something important about what they said, then you can mirror it back. You can repeat it back. But be careful. Use only their words. Do not do the mistake here. A starting place. They didn't say anything about a starting place. And by you offering that interpretation, you're already leading. You have taken the pressure, the tension off of them. They can relax now because you're in the lead. And they will not do much thinking. They will only do reacting. They will not be able to respond because they're not deliberating because you've taken that opportunity away. That's the biggest thing that I realized in 40 years of working with people. If you take the lead, you're the one who's got the tension. You're the one who's got the pressure. So we haven't even got to all the other concepts that are sitting on this page yet. We're making mistakes right off the bat. That's what usually happens when an opening comes up, when it shows itself. I don't know where to start. First thing you do is pause. And breathe. Start. That's enough of the cue. Don't know. That's enough of the cue. At level nine, we learn to see the difference, and I hope that you've seen it so far in the mistake that has already been made in this particular response. Now, recognize the pattern. You can't recognize the pattern if it's your pattern because you're just projecting. You're not recognizing anything. So that's what's done here, a starting place. There's nobody said anything about starting place. That's an interpretation of a, and by the way, that's at a higher level than the original statement is at because it assumes there is a starting place. It also assumes importance, motivation, urgency, leverage, and low-hanging fruit. That's where all the assumptions that were made by by adding that piece. So I told you the other thing that you could do and that I would tell you is this. Here's what they say. I don't know where to start. pause, breathe, what's important? In other words, why do we use Aimo from The Last Samurai to create a good conversation? Okay, usually a good conversation leads to the next right thing, right action that's taken care of. But to create that good conversation, we want the elements of Aimo: importance, motivation, urgency, leverage, and low-hanging fruit. That'll be on your reference card. But that's something to remember. We can actually score it. When somebody says, "Was that a good conversation you had? Was that a good interaction?" And you know how they say, "We're recording this conversation for improvement and learning." You know, you get that all the time when you call a call center or get helping, stuff like that. Well, that's exactly what's happening here. When we record and look at that, and we say, "Oh, you know, what about this? I don't know where to start." Oh, do you see that a starting place is an interpretation by you, and actually at the next level that they may be coming from? We don't know where they are because they've only given us a clue. I don't know where to start. Hey, how many of us have said that? We can be up and down the ladder in terms of our ability to do things. So, in other words, very important that we understand what's going on here. Do not bite. Let the bait go by. Remember to constitute your basic responses around the things that I'm talking to you about here. And we will give you a study guide with all the things talked about that I've talked about so you can remember them. All the things that we're talking about are helping functions, cueing. In other words, what do I say to get the person to tell me where they are? That's the short version. Tell me about themselves. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what they need. And remember, what they say they want is not necessarily what they need. All kinds of things like that. So I realize this is a sophisticated approach, but who says that you can't learn sophisticated approaches to work with people and be together? I mean, obviously, if you look around the world today, we're not all that great with people. So maybe trying something different might be. So that's where this selective, dynamic inquiry system skill development as an experience. Remember, this is an experience. So it's narrowed down to an opening, and the person will have that experience. And if the experience is good, what do people do with experiences? Well, they tell other people, they remember them, they constitute the start of learning. I mean, all those kinds of things like that. It's not like we're trying to change the world, you know, all at once. It's just like we're trying to adapt to a very complex world, a very complex culture, and we're trying to understand how to meet people where they are, create right action as a result. So that process is very important that we learn to listen and we learn not to talk so much. We can think about things in our head. We don't have to say them, you know. I don't know where to start. Start. Okay, you're getting the idea. Now we get down into the pattern. Somebody doesn't know where to start. Now remember, there's 100 things that you know how to do as a helper because you've seen it over and over and over. It's just like the doctors. You send somebody into the doctors, what are they going to judge everything they do with you on? Their past experience. They've had experience with this stuff before. They know exactly what you need. They know exactly what drug to prescribe. They know exactly whether you need an operation or not, or a test or not to find out. That's all it is. So it's the same thing with the helper. If the helper gets lazy, they will tend to try to solve problems that don't yet exist. And that's the issue. If we're solving so many problems, why do we have more and more problems appearing? Ah, could it have something to do with problem finding and problem solving? Well, okay, well then let's not try to find and solve so fast. Let's slow it down a little bit. Now, in a very fast, speedy world, especially with AI cranking out answers like that, is there any thought behind that? No, there's only the next token. And see, that's what we're talking about in the pattern. In this pattern, I don't know where to start. Well, maybe it's because the person doesn't understand prioritization. In organizational work, being able to prioritize is the most important thing that you can do because there's too much to do. So what do you work on if there's too much to do? I don't know where to start. What's important? Okay. Is there something motivating you now? Another way to get at the process. Do you have to take action this moment? Is it important to get this done now? Urgency, leverage. If you knew where to start, would that be helpful? So it's not, I don't know where to start. It's if I knew where to start. Well, that's a whole different problem. You see? So the idea here is see it. Notice it, recognize it, but don't bite. Don't take the bait. L10, we begin to recognize patterns across examples. That means that you're basically using your experience, and we don't want you to. We don't want you to unless you become a referent power, someone who provides answers. Then, of course, it's very important that you use your experience. But in this particular case, it's better to find the right problem and make it go away than it is to spend a lot on solving it. You know, you've got this skin problem. It's being created by something that's going on. If we could find out what that something is, you wouldn't have a skin problem anymore. But most people say, I got a skin problem. So what are you going to do? Well, you got to use this. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. They're not interested in making it go away. They're interested in solving. So we go immediately into solving. That's what helping is about, solving. No, it's not. Helping is about finding first, identifying first what the openings are. So in this particular case, we begin to recognize patterns across examples. You got to be careful with that because then we get into projection. A ping often lightly touches something that may matter without forcing the person to explain too soon or forcing the person to know too soon, because one of the things that they're doing in the helping relationship is because they don't know or they wouldn't be asking for help. They wouldn't be at the customer service window. They would not be at the customer service desk. They wouldn't be doing these things. So again, a ping in this case would be, in my view, something like what's important. Is there something motivating you? Again, sticking close to IMAL when we're first learning the program. First of all, if you don't need to get this done today, then why the pressure? Why the tension? Why all of that happening? And it doesn't need to be happening. So you're actually dealing with the symptoms of what's actually occurring, because in a person who has what they call negative emotionality, or what we normally refer to as neuroticism, which is a pejorative, they have inner tension and pressure to get something done. I don't know where to start. That's a problem, because on the inside of me, I should know. Okay. Whereas other people, I don't know where to start, or just saying it out loud and floating a trial balloon and seeing what's coming up because they're making an excuse because there's not enough pressure yet. Those are the externally pressured, prompted people. So again, it's very helpful as all this drags back into the prime algorithm, which we probably haven't shown much of yet, except in the advertisements. But the idea of that self-knowledge becomes really important, that being able to generate purpose for living and leadership becomes very important. Knowing what will keep you well and what's enough is going to help. So again, those things tend to be there sitting on the periphery, non-spoken, but they're there. So what this is doing is when you say recognize the pattern, and I'm not sure I like that process, although I do like it. It basically, if we're noticing, and this is maybe a little bit beyond the language of L9, if you're noticing the move, in this case, more concrete seeing. I don't know that that seeing describes noticing, because noticing is a more complex process. So I suspect it does. Notice the move, notice what happens. Then you get into recognition once you notice. Because then you say, oh, I noticed the yellow Volkswagen. Oh, that's a yellow Volkswagen. That's a pattern. At L10, we begin to recognize patterns across simple. Now, remember, an L9 person may be only exiting or entering L9, and they may not fully be able to use the next level yet. So you have to understand that. But the idea that I see here is recognizing the pattern is important. And often when you think you recognize a pattern, you do not necessarily know that's the pattern. So you see if what you recognize and notice is out there. That's a ping. See if it's out there. I recognize something, but you don't know that for sure. And people are very different. So people tend to mask a lot of different things, both consciously and subconsciously. So there's no need for you to get in the interpretation business there. Let's just ask them. Let's inquire. Okay. What's important? See if the person thinks of not being having a place to start, not knowing where to start, is actually keeping them from doing something important. Motivating. Is it motivating? Remember, you got to have motivation. If you don't have motivation, the person may do it one time consciously and then forget about it because there's no subconscious motivation continuing to come back to them and say, hey, do that again. That's a big problem we have in the world today is where people can do things, but will they? And remember, mastery comes after a whole lot of work. So in other words, if you don't have motivation to do that, you won't master anything because you won't do it enough to get through what you need to do in terms of KSEs, both up and down, that you need to be able to understand and master. So it won't do any good if you don't have motivation. So you may have motivation because, well, I don't have any money now, so I need to get a job. I don't know where to start. I'm okay with that. But that's a different situation that we're talking about in terms of the basics. So again, recognize the pattern, notice the pattern, notice what's happening. Now, in this particular case, I don't, all these things may be things that are coming up in the helper, but I don't necessarily think that you want to go here. Okay. So if you're going to do a ping, I would rather have you stay around IMO. Okay. Use their terms. If you use their terms, it's a probe. Remember, it's already been on the table. So when I say, when somebody says, I don't know where to start, and you say, start, that's a probe because you're staying in context with things that they've already set. If they say, I don't know where to start, and you say, pause, breathe, what's important? What does that do? Well, one, it's going to force the context or whether the person is even thinking about importance. And if they're not thinking about importance in a noisy world that we have today, there's a good chance organizationally they probably are lost, you know, which can be the case, and that's why they need help. But that's a whole different, you know, a whole different situation. I don't know where to start. Start? I don't know where to start. Don't know. Okay. All of those cues, minimal, less is more type cues, will get you to them to reveal and explain. Now, I was going to say something earlier. If they don't want to play, then the best thing to do is to help them find the milk. Now, I know in this particular call, I haven't said where's the milk. The idea is going into a convenience store and someone called you on the way home and said, pick up a gallon of milk. Anybody ever had that happen to you before? Or pick up this or do that. So you stop at the nearest place, you go in and you go, where's whatever it is? And the person launches into, well, we've got the gulpies on sale. We've got, look, there's a 2-for-1 over here. And you say, no, I just need the milk. Okay. So we don't want to do when we don't want to do all that stuff. When somebody says, where's the milk? We just tell them where the milk is. That's it. That's what you do as a helper. You tell them where the milk is. So you don't try to go through an opening. You don't conjure an opening. You don't project. You don't give them the sales pitch. You don't do that. You get them the milk. Then once you get them the milk, then you can do other things. But you got to get them the milk first. That's the easiest thing to do. So in this particular case, I don't know where to start. Start, and the person will be cued to go on and say, give more context and things like that. But in this particular case, I don't know where to start. What's important? Is there one thing that you could do to know? Now, again, that's pretty concrete. And that's where you would know that the person is working at a basic level of problem finding and solving. But at the same time, that's more closer to where's the milk, where we find out what it is they want, where's the blank, what it is they want. So again, you got to be careful. One of the things we're going to stress in the basic training is using the more complex approach, and we're going to resist transaction. So we're not going to allow you to say who, what, when, where, why, how. We're not going to allow that unless you use the get out of jail free card with what's important. Okay. That's the only one that you can use what with, and it's not an interrogatory. Most of the time, it will be a ping because nobody's talked about anything important. I don't know where to start because I don't know what's important. Well, in that particular case, what's important is a probe, it's not a ping. And you wouldn't want to do that. You basically say, you know, could you let that guide you? In other words, if and they would start talking about importance because they introduced it. I don't know. But what we're saying is what's important can be used anytime. It's a get out of jail free card with an interrogatory in front of it. And the reason is in any type of organization work, in almost any kind of thing you're thinking about, what's important is a good idea. Because of all the things that are happening to us, what's the most important thing? Now, I may choose not to work on that. I may be in an entertainment scenario. I may be trying to relax. I may be trying to do something. I don't care what's important. Somebody might come to you and say, and they have to me, I want to forget about everything that's important. And I just want to chill. That's cool. But at the same time, if you're in organizational work, IMO really matters. All right. Not can I do it? Will I keep doing it? Is it something I should be doing now, or should I postpone this thing and work on little bits of this? Does that have leverage? If what you're doing is important, motivating, and urgent, have you reached a point of leverage? In other words, that's what we can get with using AI. Now, I know a lot of people right now are on both sides of the fence regarding AI, but if you use a concept called Haiku, which is human AI concurrent understanding, which means that you're doing what we're doing here, which is working, we're training our AI right now. Why? Because it's important, because that's like having an intelligent junior employee ready to do work 24 hours seven and to help us. Is that the AI form of helping? Could be, especially if it's important, motivating, urgent, leverage, and low hanging fruit, which to me, this stuff is, because this stuff can change the world one person at a time. If you get what I'm saying, you can change your world. If you change your world helps change others. Okay, so that's the idea. So it is worthwhile goal. It is worthwhile to learn what we're talking about here, because it will make you much better in conversation. People will like you more. Remember what Dale Carnegie said: win friends and influence people. He went to a party and all he did was listen. And when the party was over, the review said he was the most important person in the party. Why? Because he listened to people. But we have lost that totally, because all we want to do is tell somebody what we've done so we can try to impress them, whether it's social media or in person or whatever. And nobody really listens anymore. In fact, people are set up not to listen because listening is hard. And that's what we're trying to do. Look, listening is not hard. It may not gratify you. And if you need gratification, well, then this program will not help you all that much unless you're developing at a higher level. The thing that you want to do is begin to understand, how do I listen better? Well, this is what we're doing. We're teaching you how to listen selectively, dynamically, using inquiry, and building skills around that to create experiences with people. And you don't have to have said much for them to think very well of you. And that's the less is more type of thing. Okay, so we're back to recognize the pattern. And there are some examples here. I don't like those examples. In this key, pressure would be okay. A starting place is actually a ping, not a necessarily a good response, but it is a ping, not mainly. Well, that's a very indirect ping. I don't know why you would ask that. You could ask that, but I don't know why you would. Usefulness becoming pressure, you wouldn't say that. Basically, I would say the things that I've already taught you to say, and that would be enough, because less is more. At L10, we learn to recognize the form. In other words, what they're saying there is there's seven forms of inquiry, and what we're doing when we hear and actually listen, the form of inquiry will come to us. Now, I do want you to rely a lot on pausing and breathing, because that will keep you centered and keep the tension from building so much. Because remember, if you have tension building in you, it's in the wrong place, because you're worried about whether you're going to say the right thing, what's the next question to ask, and you're going to forget to listen. Listen. When people talk, they tell you what you need to ask. So the thing is, listen to them. That's the basic thing. Listen to them. They will tell you what to ask them if you've had a little bit of training, which is what we're doing right now. Okay, so we recognize the form that we're going to use. And then in L11, the form chooses us. All right, we should change that. You don't really choose the form, because they do. They tell you what form to use with them based on where they are and what they've presented. And in most cases, it's going to be counterintuitive, which means they are directing you to the form that will most fit here. And that's not choosing the form, that's letting the form choose you. And this is, again, there's going to be a big argument at some point in time, whether it's indirect or direct, around this whole idea of free will and stuff like that occurring at a much higher level. How much free will do we have? Well, we have a lot with the little things, but we don't have much with what's choosing us, where we are in life, all that sort of stuff. That's being generated. That was generated for us in terms of our nature via nurture, our predisposition. The thing that we do is then there's a protection mechanism that each one of us gets called an ego. And that ego watches to make sure we're going to be okay, make sure we don't get shamed, embarrassed, fear, threat, embarrassment. All those kind of things are very important. And the other thing is then we have what we're given to work with in the outer world is the moderator, which means adaption. You notice how some people adapt the world to them and other people adapt to the world? Those are differences. So the moderator helps us manage that adaptive process. So we have generator, we have protector, and we have moderator. And those are the three sort of processes that are occurring in you, in them, in everyone, because we're all pre-wired. Now, even AI, to a certain extent, comes with genetics because of the type of algorithmic support, I'll call it support. Mandate is probably better. An algorithm mandate, which is why they don't say, I don't know, because they don't want AIs to appear like they don't know. And then say, I don't know. Would you like me to research that? I don't know. Would you like me to make some suggestions? I don't know. Maybe we could approach this in a different way. You see what I mean? They're totally different. They don't want AI to do that. They want it to know. And if it doesn't know, it has to find something and put it in there. And that's how you get quote unquote wrongness in it. What I call it, professionally polished wrongness as a hallucination. Humans do the same thing. That's why it does that, because it's just pre-trained on human stuff. So whether you like AI or don't like AI, it's not important. The fact is that what you're doing in this process is being chosen, and you're chosen. You're being chosen because you're here, and the forum will choose you. And you will go about, and that's if you're aware. That's if you learn to turn it over to them. Listen, they will tell you what's going on, and they will tell you what form that you should present them with in order for them to move along the helping path, the purpose path. Okay, that's it. If the context is not clear, use ping before probe. This is always the problem that you get when you're working at a basic level, is you get more concrete statements like this, because I would never say this, but I can see why it's said. If context is not clear, if context has not been revealed, if the context is unknown, use ping before probe. Well, you can, but that's not a hard, fast rule, because I've showed you in the beginning how you can take what they said and then just pick parts of that and repeat it back and see if you hit anything. And that's using their words. So it's both a ping and a probe. On one hand, the form chooses you and you repeat it back. On the other hand, they've already talked about it, so therefore you want to know more about it. So we're going into the probe area. Difference between a ping and a probe? A ping is where the context is not set. A probe is where the context is there. I don't know where to start. That's context. Now, it's not very deep context because. Because you don't know really what's happening yet. Well, that's a signal that I need to wind this up. So you can take a look at those. I've already given you so much cognitive load, you're probably going, what the heck is that guy on? Very important. I'll come back next time. We'll start with another one and we'll finish up. Now, why this matters, very important. This is not about being clever. It's about helping people find and solve the right problem at the right time, the right way, with the right level of support, and so on. That's my team. In other words, everybody has a my team. What is that my team available? And my team remember, includes verticality, oblique complexity, lateral complexity in time, and certainly age. We all have different mind teams at different ages and maturity. So those are things that are important that are running in the background. Okay. It helps the helper avoid three common mistakes. Can't even say it. Solving too soon, interpreting. I wouldn't say too much, interpreting at all. You don't need to interpret. Let them do the work. Let them interpret. Let them say. They're the ones who are asking for help. We can only help them if we assimilate very close to where they are. We do not know where they are unless they interpret things, not us, because we're likely to interpret things from where we are, and that's not the same place where they are. Okay? Asking the person to help to act beyond their readiness or capacity. The purpose is not to make the helper look. This is not about the helper at all. That's the one thing that this teaches you. This is not about you. It's about them. The purpose is to help the person being helped find right action. Okay. And that's enough for today. We probably overloaded you. We'll see what the study guide looks like, and then we'll make some adjustments to come back and play with another one of these things. In my view, if someone had helped me learn this, it wouldn't have taken me 30 years. So we're trying to cut that 30-year stuff down to where it's just a short period of time and help you get going in the right direction. This is Mike J. I'm one of the founders at the New Lead You, and we hope you'll come back and talk with us as we discuss this selective dynamic inquiry system skills experience with helpers. Thank you again.